should start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We all do.
Here's not the running back.
Let's get Drewski.
Yo, you're stupid.
Linebackers
as fuck,
no bro. Line, we're flying.
Yeah. How do they look at you? Like
they gotta know who you are, though. The black players know.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah, why though? They
a little. Yeah,
is. Yeah.
I didn't think they'd get as hyped. I was like, I was going into it like, no one's gonna give a fuck. This is gonna be awkward. I walk in there like, right, sick.
Nah, they fuck with you, man. Everybody do.
Shannon Sharp used to do that where he'd be like, I can't believe all these white people know about me. It's like, dude, you have one of the biggest shows on YouTube. What are you talking about? Yeah,
his shit is jumping now.
It's huge.
Too. After that Cat Williams situation, he's
just, yeah.
I think it's like at 90 million for that one episode.
Yeah.
He got paid from just that one episode.
Just that. Dude, the sex tape was kind of sus, though. That was like.
Yeah, I don't know if that was
true. How do you go on Instagram Live on accident?
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and then he just promoted boner pills.
I don't think I'm buying that either. I don't know. I don't know if that actually happened for real.
I mean, you know, more power to him if it was like a
viral. I feel like he would have went longer.
what do you mean?
If it was intentional, I think he would have went longer. That was quick.
I didn't get to see how it ended either, though.
It was quick.
Well, yeah. Like
2 minutes.
Yeah, but it could have
been. He was going hard, though.
He could have said it
off. About it after. He was going hard.
He was growling.
Yeah. Good girl. I think he had some good girls in there.
It was intense.
But see, that's the thing about it. If he was growling and doing all that, at some point, you're about to bust. If you're doing all that, once you get in the mind, you're already there.
Yeah.
The sounds. See, that's people don't talk about that enough. The sounds will get you.
Fucking.
Yeah, a girl
makes one noise, I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't.
That's true.
That's true.
I go, I told you not to make a fucking sound.
I wear earplugs. I wear that shit guys wear when they land planes.
It's a mind thing, man. So that's why I feel like with his shit, it's like, can you do that again? What are you used to say?
Yeah, fuck it. The second is like,
shut the fuck
don't
up.
Come. Don't come. Don't come. I'm right there. You go, oh, shit. I was shooting at that bitch. God damn.
Nah, I feel like, because immediately after he promoted, like, these sex pills. So I don't know if that could have been a promotional thing, you know, kind of like when Snoop Dogg said he was done smoking.
Yeah.
Came out with the fireless grill or whatever.
Yeah. That company could have slid right in real quick though. I'm like, dude, promote us. Everyone's talking about you grunting on that lady.
Who grunting? You're right though. That shit was a quick hump.
It was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have been in the middle of humping and set it off mid.
No, he had Instagram Live.
You
got
to go through. Somebody screen recorded everything you have to do to go live.
That's what I'm saying. Instagram.
And it was so, it was like seven different buttons you have to press.
Maybe the girl did it on his phone. Because there's no way he did that on accident. That's what I was saying originally.
Because once you get to the open, the fucking camera thing, which you slide over. You got to keep swiping to get to the live. And then once you get to the live, it asks you again, are you sure you want to go live? It's not like, it's not a pocket dial. You got to like literally get there and agree to everything that it's asking. So I don't know. I'm glad he did it. Yeah. Well, why would that be?
That's just nice.
Yeah.
I just like having it around. It also, I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe when I'm having sex, I go, good Lord, if somebody heard me.
I listen to it to get hype. If I like got a show, I listen to it just to hype myself up.
You put the sex tape,
the audio in, just get hype right before I go on stage.
That should be what you walk out to. Just play it for 2 minutes straight.
Oh, that's a good girl.
That's a good girl.
He threw a couple good girls in there, which is like, all right.
Yeah, he did, though. That's what made it believable with me. I think once you start throwing shit like that in, it's like, oh, okay.
Good girl.
This might be real.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Talking her through an orgasm, like, good girl. That's what he was doing. Feel like
that, yeah.
Ew, bro.
He's just training, dude.
That's
training.
More of a black thing, though.
Is it?
What's good, my nigga? That's my boy. So,
I was hoping.
Yeah.
We're just in here grunting. We're here coming.
Yeah, man.
Dude, so this is what I was about to tell you guys to sober up the room. Apparently, you know, remember Kinsey, the sex researcher back in the 50s? They made a movie about this
back
guy.
Back in the what?
Back in like the 50s, this guy.
How old are you, man?
I'm 38 for a second. I was like, am I 50 years old?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
So apparently in the 50s, this guy did like a crazy sex study where he like was interviewing housewives, dudes. And he was like, because nobody would talk about sex back then. And he was like, here's what what's actually occurring. And apparently, I just learned this the other day. According to his stats, 37% of men have had homosexual experiences defined by one of the men reaching orgasm back in the 50s. And that was self who reported. That's a crazy stat.
What? Okay. What made you fucking look this up?
My brother told me about it.
Oh, you were jacking off.
No, I wasn't.
Rest in my fucking brother. Right. In the middle of a good dick beat session, this guy was researching facts about how to come better.
You definitely, he stopped jacking off. He stopped watching porn. Now you're jacking off to fucking research. Don't act like you wouldn't jack off to some research.
I wouldn't jerk off to the research. The questionnaire, maybe. The questionnaire, maybe.
The questionnaire.
If the questionnaire was charged enough, it'd be like erotica.
37% of dudes were around
in the 50s. Dude, I could be wrong. My brother could be misleading me. He could be, you know, leading me down.
Like somebody came.
Yes, two dudes partied. At least one dude came, if not both.
That's interesting. What does your brother do?
Just chills.
He's chilling.
Oh,
he's chills.
He's not even working.
He's off the grid, bro.
He's off the grid.
He's off the grid, man.
Well, I understand why.
He's doing research.
He's in the dungeon, bro. Yeah. But yeah, no, he just hit me with the fact.
Bro, like, he's in the dungeon, man.
He's cooking up. Yeah. Research on guys being gay in the 50s.
Dude, I mean, is that a fucked up fact?
It's an insane
statistic. If true, look, Google it, dude. Please produce this. Google. I want to know if my brother's misleading me.
His brother, man.
Dude, 30s in the 50s, dude, that's crazy. And that's self-reporting.
It's good they included the jizz part, because otherwise back then everybody would be like, I was kind of fucking gay. I said goodnight to a guy when I was leaving a party.
10? My brother's fluffing the numbers, bro.
He's fluffing the 37
is crazy.
Yeah, you need to call your brother, man. I want to talk to this guy.
I'm going to fuck. I got to get some clarification. Yeah,
call him. What's his name? Cal?
Tom.
Typical. I knew it was one of those three-letter names.
I'll put him on right now. Yeah, let me see if he can clarify.
Man, I want to talk to him.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I typed Thomas.
Oh, fuck Tom.
Let's go. Let's get the clarification.
Is he older or the younger brother?
He's my older brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's very weird.
He's the oldest. He's doing research.
Second oldest.
Oh, it was Tom. Fed's older than Tom?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
K-Fed's older than Tom. He's on FaceTime audio, dude. He's on that. Oh, show me that. Show his number. He'll call me back. But yeah, dude. Yeah, fuck it. I could be wrong, but he was saying 37%, which is 10. Oh, really? Maybe this is an updated study. Maybe it's the Kinsey Institute of Research. But here's my whole point. The reason I'm bringing this up, and this is the conclusion me and him reached independently. If it is somehow 37% self-reported, that means in real life, it's got to be, what, like 90, 94? And the conclusion was, we both reached this.
He's got it right there. Numbers. We're just throwing shit out.
Hold on, yo. My point is.
I trust the science with this.
Me and my brother were trying to say. We're the 94
fucking percent.
Got to be 94% of guys. 37
say yes. It's definitely the amount who actually did it and didn't say yes.
We'll do a blind study. Everybody, I won't tell on you.
Yeah,
everybody, close your eyes. Raise your hand if you did something gay. Close your eyes.
I didn't close my eyes because I'm not fucking gay.
Someone gets
I feel like if you participate and close your eyes, I feel like you're a part of it if you close your eyes. So I'm not going to close my fucking eyes. I'm not even going to play half of the game with you.
My point was, me and my brother are arguing out which one of us was the only. There's only.
I know you did.
Yeah, he closed his eyes.
You closed your eyes?
Yeah.
Wait, you said to close your eyes.
I did, but. If you participated in any way, that counts. You're part of the percentage.
Fuck, dude. I closed my eyes so hard.
Yeah.
The point was, me and my brother were suspecting we might both be the only straight dude actually in the world, the chosen one. Like, the world's actually all gay, and me or my brother are the chosen one.
I mean...
We are Neo.
I might be out. I've been in the room when dudes have jizzed.
That's crazy.
That doesn't count.
It was straight, but...
That's what I'm saying. Straight as hell. You guys were stoked on pussy.
Ah, okay. So it was like a train situation. Like,
it was a white guy train.
It was a white guy train. Hold on.
White dudes, there's a difference between a white guy training a black guy.
White guy trains are teenagers jerking off together in the same room without a girl.
Well, that's weird. That's not it. That's not a train at all. Usually,
it's a white train.
Yeah, that's white. Just for the fuck of it, for the fun, for shits and giggles.
It's just porn. You just get porn, and you're just fucking stoked.
And you're like just being there.
Your
like
kids, you know, porn. You go to one kid's house who has a perverted dad. You go, bro, break out the stash. The boys need to party.
This is before the cell phones and shit. Back in the day, it was only a VHS.
But why together, though? Like, what is the reason?
Like your team has to sit here.
They're like, what the fuck type of white shit is this?
Back then,
why together? What is?
Because you didn't know the next time you were going to see porn. Because it wasn't on the phone.
No phones.
And it was just on. Like, yeah, you're just like, fuck, I'm going to jerk off.
Yeah, real quick. You guys go over there. I'll go in this other room. Don't look.
Yeah.
But there's no walls. It's just
look. You can sit here. You can punch holes in the
ceiling. I mean, we all got peripheral. Like,
no, you can't look, dude.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I get it.
So, what's up with the? Walk us through the train. What's up with the train?
What's going on the train? Because the train's weird.
Train, yeah, it's just I've never indulged in no train. Okay. But I think at parties and stuff, there was a thing, you know, where when you're in high school, everybody's going in, you know, the girls twerking in the room here, and then you might go upstairs, and there might be five guys and one girl from the fucking basketball team, and she's like the basketball trainer or water girl or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
You never know. And I think, you know, that would be considered a train in the black culture.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's also considered gay.
Well, I mean, it,
by me,
I've never participated. I've just been at a party, and maybe, you know, in high school, you might see walking to a room. Like, shit. Okay.
You've seen the train station.
Yeah.
You walked by.
Yeah. Or you just hear about it at school. You go back to school the next day and they be like, oh yeah, we ran a train on so and so.
Yeah.
You just never, you know, you never know. It depends on the situation, but yeah, that's the black train.
It's the same idea though. It's like, let's just all get.
Were you at any of the Diddy parties, or did you miss that?
What the fuck? And where did that come from? How did that? Of all questions,
when did you miss that train?
How did that go?
That train might have left the station.
That train took off from the station.
There. Yeah, you were train, right there. To
that
get
train
on that.
Took off from the station for sure.
You were close.
Yeah. No, I wasn't at that train station.
You left early?
No, that was down the street from me. I wasn't there. No.
Did you ever meet Diddy?
Yo, what the fuck?
Bro. Yo. I forgot you.
He's
actually
like, yo,
might have.
I've seen pictures with you there. Yo, what's the look you gave me? That's the look of somebody who's like, well, I got cold, hard facts. I've seen you with the guy, you know. No. Nah.
Damn.
Never been to that train station though. No,
no. Good for you.
Hey, that's good. Haven't nobody has goals. Apparently.
Yeah, everyone has.
I was relieved to learn that nobody was at the party.
I've been relieved. Turns out no one was there. Everybody I've asked says no, I was not there.
Well, everyone pushes the time back. Like, yeah, I always left at 2 a.m. At 3 a.m. Everyone busted their dicks out. It's like, well, how
Denzel,
do you know?
Wasn't Denzel saying that?
Yeah,
Denzel was like, no, I got out of there.
Nah, I think, man. Denzel was there whispering like cool Bible quotes to people, like the devil gets close to you when they're most successful.
That would fuck you up.
And they're both getting their dicks.
Yeah, he said that. He said that
sucked.
About the, I think it was the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that was Diddy's house he said that at.
No, probably not, but.
What do you think about, man? This dude be having cold, hard facts, but mixes up the story.
I'm a storyteller.
Denzel, yeah, that would fuck you up. You're on ecstasy at a Diddy party.
Fuck.
Denzel Washington comes up and whispers a
Training Daisy
quote.
Training Daisy.
Oh, shit.
These guys are sick, man. Seriously.
The Diddy party. Who God. Was there at least one guy
who was like, at the Diddy party?
Yo, guys. Yo, what the fuck, man?
Just tell us.
Yeah, I see. It's like a back to back. Y'all are running a train on questions here.